Task 4. You and the committee members of the sports club are now giving a talk to students about the youth sports programme. Listen to the end of your talk and the question and answer session. Complete the information sheet as you listen. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers. Thank you, Tom. I hope you are all excited about the subsidiary programmes and the training courses that we have chosen for you. Right, I'll hand over to Eva, who will introduce you to a one-day guided tour.
Thank you, Jane. Yes, we are organising a one-day guided tour of the major sports venues in Hong Kong. The tour will be held on the 13th of October. The aim of the tour is to show students the facilities in each sports venue. We'll take you to three places: the Tuen Mun Recreation and Sports Centre, the Hong Kong Stadium, and the Water Sports Centre in Stanley. It will be a fun tour.
Thanks, Eva. OK, that's all we have to say today. Thank you for listening. Now, are there any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. I am really interested in the sports training courses. I think they are great, but honestly, I doubt if I could afford them. I know that the training courses will be subsidised, but still, I have to pay for the sports gear. Am I right?
I think Tom mentioned earlier that students are expected to pay only 10% of the fees. Right, Tom? And that amount includes all the sports gear and equipment. We are concerned about the cost of the sports gear too, and that's why we have chosen the sports that are affordable for most students. Any other questions? Yes?
Who, me?
Yes?
I must say, the training courses are boring. The subsidiary programmes looked promising at first glance, but if you take a look at the brochure, you will find that all the programmes are boring. I mean, listening to a talk or visiting a sports venue. Come on, do you really think that will enhance our interest in sports? When I saw your poster this morning, I thought, yeah, this could be interesting, but I was wrong, unless I've missed something. I don't think I will take part in any of the courses or programmes.
Not sure if I know how to answer that.
Maybe we could just move on. Does anyone else have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do. I'd like to thank the group for their excellent presentation. I do have one concern. What you are saying about the training courses and all that. I think students should be allowed to choose their own sports training courses. I know that under the Easy Sports programme, there are over 10 training courses available to students. Why can't we pick our own training courses?
That's because each training course requires at least 40 participants from the same school. That's why we have chosen those training courses that are popular with students. Since this is the first time our school has taken part in the youth sports programme, we're afraid that we won't have enough manpower to manage the training courses for students. Next year, we'll be able to take part in more training courses. I hope I've answered your question.
Right. Well, that's it. Thank you all for coming.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.